You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 3 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the pillar and support of the truth. So let's get started. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. Paul says, "But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth." When Paul wrote to Timothy here, he was writing to him to tell him about how he was to conduct himself in the church. And what he describes the church here as is the pillar and support of the truth. Now, what does that mean? That's what I want us to talk about here in our episode today. What does it mean when Paul said the church is the pillar and support of the truth? Now, the first thing we need to understand is what church is he talking about here? Some people will have the idea, well, he must be talking about the universal church. This is the one church that Jesus came to establish. This is the one church that he purchased with his blood on the cross. The other idea is that this is the local church. Now, the context indicates that what Paul is talking about is the local church. The reason why we know that is because of what Paul talked about in this letter. In this chapter itself, 1 Timothy chapter 3, he talked about the qualifications for elders and deacons. Those elders and deacons would be in the local church. The elders would oversee the flock that was among them, as Peter talked about in 1 Peter chapter 5. And so he's not talking about a universal church or the universal church. He's talking about the local church. And so since it is the local church that is the pillar and support of the truth, there are a couple conclusions that we draw from that. Because it is the local church that's the pillar and support of the truth, that the local church is upholding the truth, is supporting the truth, that means that since it is the pillar and support of the truth, not a pillar and support of the truth, but Paul says the church is the pillar and support of the truth, that means that the local church is the organization through which Christians work together to do the Lord's work. That there are a lot of different organizations that brethren have established to do the work that God gave the church to do. But Paul told Timothy that the church, the local church, is that organization that the Lord intends for us to use. There's another thing that this means. Since the church, the local church, is the pillar and support of the truth, it means that we are not dependent upon other churches to do the Lord's work. Now, what that means and why this is important is that since our local church, where we are, is, as God designed it, the pillar and support of the truth, it is fully sufficient to do the work that the Lord wants the church to do. That means that if every other congregation, every church that we know, every church in the area, or however far and wide you want to extend that boundary, every church in the area, they fall away, we can still stand for the truth because we, our local congregation is the pillar and support of the truth. So if every other church that we know has departed from the truth, has fallen away, is not standing as they ought to stand, we can keep standing. We can keep doing the Lord's work. This is one of the blessings that comes with autonomy as the Lord designed the church to be autonomous, that each church is independent. Each church is self-governing. Each church is able to stand on its own without depending upon others. I talked about that more in an article published a couple months ago on the website, The Blessings of Autonomy. The local church is the pillar and support of the truth. That is the organization that Christians work together through, and that organization, that local church, is not dependent upon other churches or institutions to do the Lord's work. We can do the Lord's work through that church. Now, understanding that the church is the pillar and support of the truth is critical. If you were to try to think of what verse in the Bible would encapsulate what the purpose is of the church or what the mission is of the church, that where all of this is grounded, you might pick 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15 that says the church is the pillar and support of the truth. Because everything that we do, or everything that we have been called to do in and through the church, is based upon this fact that the church is the pillar and support of the truth. When the church is engaged in the work of evangelism, you remember the church in Thessalonica that Paul said about them in 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, that the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. That church was sounding forth the word. Churches today are to be working to spread the gospel. They are to be engaged in the work of evangelism. Why? Because the church is the pillar and support of the truth. In Ephesians chapter 4, when Paul talked about the body that is, as he says in chapter 4 and verse 16, fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love, that the church, as he describes it there, is a self-edifying body. The church works together to build itself up, to help the members of that church to grow and to become stronger. That is part of the work of the church. Why? Because the church is the pillar and support of the truth. Over in Hebrews chapter 10, the Hebrew writer talked about the importance of Christians assembling together. As Christians would come together as part of a local church, they would assemble, they would gather together. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. These Christians were to come together. They were to encourage one another. Why were they to do that? Why were they to assemble together for this purpose? Because the church is the pillar and support of the truth. When Jesus met with the woman at the well in Samaria in John chapter 4, and he talked to her about worship as she asked a question about that, Jesus said in John 4 and verse 24 that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. As the church gathers together and is involved in worship and is to worship God in spirit and in truth, why does the church worship? Why does the church honor God as he has said? Why worship in his way rather than in our way? Because the church is the pillar and support of the truth. So everything that the church does, everything the church has been given to do by the Lord, is based upon this fact that the church is the pillar and support of the truth. If we want to understand or appreciate what the mission of the church is, we need to remember 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, that Paul told Timothy that if I'm delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. How are we to conduct ourselves in the household of God, in the church of the living God? How are we to know that? How are we to know what we're to do? We need to remember the church is the pillar and support of the truth. And we look to the truth, we look to the Word of God, and see what the church is to be doing. Now, for a lot of people, church, that word, however they define that, church has come to mean so many different things to different people. Some of these things are inherently wrong, that churches are involved in things that are directly contrary to what any Christian ought to be doing. And some things the churches involve themselves in may be fine for individuals to do, for families to be involved in, for businesses to do. Churches may be involved in charities, helping those who are non-Christians. Churches may be involved in providing daycares for children and things of that nature. None of those things are inherently wrong for individuals to do, for groups to do, for families to do, businesses to do. But they're not authorized for the church to do. There's no authority for the church to be involved in works like that in the New Testament. But in either case, whether the church or people's concept of church, that church is involved in something that is inherently wrong or something that is just not the work of the church but should be left for individuals or other entities, either way, in either case, to make those things the works of the church only distracts the church from the mission that God gave the church to do. We need to always remember what Paul said in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, that the church is the pillar and support of the truth. And again, this is the local church. So as we come together in our local churches, as we join together as members of that local body, we need to remember what the church ought to be doing. Not what we think, not what society thinks, not what the churches around us are doing, but we need to be doing what the Lord has instructed, what He has shown us in His Word. The church is the pillar and support of the truth. We need to look to the truth of God's Word to find out what the church needs to be doing. And in our local churches, we need to make sure that we are focused exclusively on that work that has been given to us by the Lord. Not be distracted by things that we are responsible to do as individuals, not be distracted by things that are sinful in and of themselves, but focus on those things exclusively that God has given for the church to do. And if we do that, if we will do those things that in the church, through the church, that God has instructed the church to do, then we will be carrying out our responsibility, what God called us to do through our local churches, to be the pillar and support of the truth, to spread the gospel to others, to build up one another in the faith, to continue to encourage one another, to honor God and worship Him. The church is the pillar and support of the truth. We need to make sure we are following His truth so that we can honor Him through the church.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
In addition to the free weekly newsletters that we send out, we also send out other emails periodically, and we recently sent out one that we send every quarter. It's the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review, and we send those out each quarter containing the new articles that were posted over the last 3 months. We just sent that out to our two subscribers of the email list, and you can, if you're not on the list yet, get that free PDF. You can go to plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe and sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review along with a couple other free PDFs. So if you're not on the email list, you can go and check that out. Next week, we're going to be continuing this series looking at lessons from the letters to Timothy and Titus. So next week, we're going to be talking about what Paul said about being a good minister. Until then, I hope you have a great week.